Stelling poll: Unilever's Ben & Jerry should drop the woke-splaining and stick to ice cream. By James Stelling poll on August 12, 2020. Ben & Jerry's wants to decide Britain's immigration policy. The preening social justice warriors who run the Ben & Jerry's account on Twitter have issued a series of directives to Home Secretary Preeti Patel, woke-splaining that we're all human and that people cannot be legal. They cite articles from the left-wing media and from George Soros-style No Borders activist groups to illustrate their flimsy, tendentious case. They claim that stronger borders don't work, that the problem is caused by war, violence and, most ludicrously, climate change rather than economic self-interest, and that the solution is to offer more safe and legal routes to refugees. This is, of course, precisely the kind of fake guerrilla advertising in which Ben & Jerry specializes. It suits its carefully manufactured image to pretend that it's still a homespun, hippie-run outfit when in fact it's just one small tentacle of the vast and hideous corporate behemoth Unilever. Unilever is perhaps the most egregious exponent of woke capitalism. Faceless corporations pretending that they care, and conveniently distracting from their flaws and incompetences, in order to make themselves more appealing to kimchi-munching millennials with degrees in gender studies, race victimhood, and basket weaving. In Unilever's case, the relentless wokery is designed to work like a magical spell which stops anyone remembering embarrassing issues like alleged worker exploitation, tax avoidance, and toxic waste. Happily, to judge by the very mixed response to Ben & Jerry's corporate virtue signaling, at least half of us find its trolling even more nauseating than its ice cream. Clearly, like Starbucks, the coffee company that wants us all to be transgender, like Gillette, the razor company which thinks we should be embarrassed about being men, like Nike, the trainer company which thinks Marxist race baiting is more of a priority than sport or leisure, Unilever is eager to send a signal to the market that it no longer wants to soil its integrity by doing business with anyone who considers themselves conservative. Here is a list of Unilever products to help you on your way. Happy boycotting. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.